أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين يتوفون منكم ويذرون أزواجا وصية لأزواجهم متاعا إلى الحول غير إخراج، فإن خرجن فلا جناح عليكم فيما فعلن في أنفسهن من معروف، والله عزيز حكيم. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained the great command of namaz, salah. And also Allah explained that even if you are on the battlefield and the enemy is attacking you, at that time also make your namaz. And these ayat of namaz have come in between all the rulings about the woman, when it's about childbirth, and all those are difficult things from the time a woman conceives till the time she delivers. Her delivery is very hard. After that, weaning the child, growing the child up. So even in all these difficult conditions, Allah shows that if you perform your namaz, Allah will make all that easy for you. How much you look after your namaz will look after you in all your matters. So when that is the case for all these difficult conditions of women, then for the rest of life also. So therefore Allah highlighted the importance of namaz. Allah make it that we understand and that we be regular and make our namazes in all the different aspects correctly. Then namaz will look after us also fully. Now further again, Allah reverts to the same subject matter of before and about the woman and all the various aspects of woman. Previously was mentioned that if a woman gets divorced, then what her rights are and how the husband must fulfill those rights even when he divorces her. Here now is the case if the husband passes away, then the rights of the woman. These were the laws that were revealed before the laws of inheritance were revealed by Allah Ta'ala. When the laws of inheritance were revealed and a woman's share was fixed in there, either a quarter or an eighth she gets. And so that cancels the commands which are in this ayat. This ayat was revealed before the shares of the wife were fixed. Similarly, before the shares of the parents and the family people were fixed, it was also left to the discretion of the dying person. He makes his will and he could leave how much he wants to. But when the command came and the shares were fixed, how much parents will get, how much the family members will get, since then there was no more permission to make wasiyat, to bequest on behalf of those that inherit in one's wealth. So with regard to the woman who becomes a widow, Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يُتَوَفَّوْنَ مِنْكُمْ or jo log tum mein se mar jave, and those of you that pass away, وَيَذَرُونَ أَزْوَاجَ or chhor jave apni aurte, and they leave the woman behind, that is, the woman become widows. So for them it was necessary, وَصِيَّةً لِأَزْوَاجِهِمْ مَتَاعًا إِلَى الْحَوْلِ خَيْرَ إِخْرَاجِ تو وہ وصیت کرے اپنے عورتوں کے واسطے خرچ دینا ایک برس تک بغیر نکالنے کے گھر سے. It was at that time when the law was still not revealed, how much is the fixed share of a woman. Then it was necessary for the husband, before he passes away, he makes wasiyat. He bequests that for his wife, and if he has more than wife, for one wife, then for all of them, that they must be given expenses for 1 year, and they must stay in the house of the husband for 1 year. When the laws came down, then now wasiyat was for 4 months and 10 days. Allah had fixed that. That was the minimum period now. 4 months and 10 days she must make her iddah, and that all expenses will come from the husband's estate. And before it was, the husband had to make a wasiyat that for 1 year she must be given her husband her expenses from his estate, and also she must not be taken out of her house for 1 year. This was before the law of inheritance came down. فَإِنْ خَرَجْنَا فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ फिर अगर वो औरतें आप निकल जावे तो कुछ नहीं कुछ गुनाह नहीं तुम पर. However, if the woman decides to leave the house before 1 year, then there is no guna upon you people. You didn't take her out, she decided herself, whatever her circumstances were, who she wanted to go and live with, etc., it was up to her. And that was also a minimum of period, 4 months and 10 days she should have to pass. And after that, even before 1 year is completed, if now in the iddat period, it is not permissible for a woman to beautify herself. But since the law came down for 4 months and 10 days, after that she can beautify herself also. And if she wants to get married and she finds a suitable match, then that is also permissible for her. So Allah ta'ala, فِيمَا فَعَلْنَا فِي أَنفُسِهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. तुम पर उसमें के करे वो औरतें अपने हक में भली बात. Now if they want to use jewelry, beautify themselves, they have permission. If they want to get married in a suitable place, they have permission. And it isn't the right of the family people to stop her from beautifying herself or from getting married again. وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Or Allah zabardast hai, hikmat wala. And Allah is all powerful. So fear Allah Ta'ala and fear in observing His commands. Don't break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And He is full of wisdom. The laws He has made for you are all based on that full wisdom of Allah, which means that those laws are perfect for you in every way. In every way. So in this way, Allah Ta'ala had fixed the rights of the woman even before the actual laws of inheritance were revealed. Later when they were revealed, that completed all the matters. And they explained in the 4th Supara, Yusikumullah, and other places of the Quran Sharif as well. So that is the rights of the woman which must be observed. What is highlighted here, that Allah has brought the 2 ayats of namaz to guard our namazes, and also namaz on the battlefield. At that time also don't make your namaz qada. So all this is to show that to maintain the laws of Allah in one's life, the easy way is to maintain our namaz properly. How much our namaz will be proper, correct, so much our whole deen will be correct. How much our deen is correct, our dunya will be correct, our akhirat will be correct. So it hinges on namaz. Namaz is the very important command of Allah Ta'ala. It is the great pillar of Islam. After iman, the most important thing in our lives is namaz. So we should guard our namazes, and then in turn namaz will guard us. As it is said in Urdu, namaz ko jandar banao. Make your namaz full of life. That is, read a proper namaz. Iqamati salah. Itmami salah. Then in turn, tumhari zindagi shandar banegi. Your whole life will be fantastic. It will be very great. How much you make your namaz alive, so much your life, your deen, your dunya, your akhirat will be fantastic. And all these matters of women, which are very difficult, women also know to calculate their times when they are paak and napaak with regard to their menstrual periods. It's also not easy. But looking after namaz, Allah will make all that also easy. And when all that difficult things become easy, then the rest of life Allah will also make it easy. Allah give us all tawfiq to look after our namazes properly, and in turn by the barakat of namaz our lives will be corrected. Wa akhiru da'wana.